Today, in honor of the National Day of Listening, KIOS is updating some of its StoryCorps interviews from 2007. Back then, Marion Faye interviewed her then 96-year-old friend, Evelyn Zeisman, who passed away last year at age 102. Today, we'll hear some of that interview, along with Marion's recollections of her friend.
It was a real privilege for me to interview Evie for the StoryCorps program. I felt really fortunate and blessed to be asked to do that interview. And when it's occasionally replayed on KIOS, it's just such a happy reminder of such a special, wonderful person. And while I never forgot that I was with a woman who was in her 90s and then later, you know, over 100, the people who were with her at any given time were the most important thing happening to her at that time.
So you were born in Omaha, Evie.
I was born in Omaha, Nebraska, October 4th, 1910. Mama couldn't read or write English, and she had a reverence for education, and she had wisdom. And she was determined that all of her kids were going to be educated. And she insisted that every single one of them went through high school and then were expected to continue in the community, which they all did. And then when I graduated from Central High School, apparently the teachers said to her, this one should go to college. Now, don't forget, this is way back then. Mama didn't know from college, so she had my sister find out about it, and she found out about scholarships and a loan from the League of Women Voters, and I had a job, and I read papers for the biology department and the mathematics department. Incidentally, honey, when I graduated from the University of Nebraska, I went to New York for graduate school, the head of the economics department said to me, you know, Evelyn, you are entitled to a fellowship in economics at Berkeley, University of California, Berkeley, where my son now teaches.
And what year did you go to New York?
1930. And went to school there between 1930 and 1932.
A mutual friend introduced Evie and I. She said to Evie, there's someone you need to meet. And she said to me, there's someone you need to meet. And then I got a phone call one day, and the voice just said, honey, this is Evie Zeisman. You're coming to lunch on Friday, 12 o'clock at the winery. And I said, okay, very good. And then eventually that became a regular thing, and Evie and I met pretty much every week at the winery with a couple of other friends. I'm very thankful to the friend who introduced Evie and I.
I voted for the first time for Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And honest to God, kids, I really thought my vote was making a difference. And I wish we could think that now.
Do you remember how old you were when you voted for
FDR? Yeah, I was 20. I think it was 21.
Evie was really passionate about the things that she believed in. She didn't really believe in anything just halfway. And when we would have our lunch outings, she would stop people who walked past our table, someone who looked interesting, someone who she wanted to meet, and start asking them questions. Honey, that's an amazing coat. Where did you get it? And then that would eventually lead into the inevitable question of, are you registered to vote? And boy, you better say yes, because if you weren't, then she was going to tell you why you needed to be registered to vote. So one year for her birthday, I put together a packet of voter registration information that she could give to people when she asked them if they were registered to vote. Then she could reach into her handbag and pull out some voter registration information that she could hand to them so that if they said no, she would have some way for them to rectify the situation.
So how long did you live in New York after you were married?
I lived in New York until John was a year and a half old.
John is your son.
And so when would that be? 1948. And when he was then in the Beth El Synagogue, had a preschool when he was 3 and 4. And I went to that preschool, and I'm looking at their materials, and they just don't have enough for the kids. So they said to me, go find us some. So I went to New York City to Playtime Equipment, the manufacturing offices, 23rd Street, where all these offices that made equipment. And I went and became so interested that I decided I better see that the city has this material. And came back to Omaha and started Playtime Equipment Company.
So you started this business in your home, and you were looking for better educational opportunities for your son and for other kids. Is that how you got interested in educational politics?
That is right. And then I worked with, then the preschool teachers used to come over to get materials, and they used to talk to me about all the problems they were having. So I finally said, you should be talking to each other. So that's when we started the Nebraska Association for the Education of Young Children. It was started in my living room with these the teachers. And then we moved down to, it was too big. And so we moved down to 8th and Howard. And we started Playtime Equipment Company down there. And teachers came. Incidentally, that was one of the things. Books for young children are so incredibly important. And I concentrated on books and blocks. And incidentally, I should tell you then what our slogan as a family was.
I love your slogan.
Yeah.
Share it.
Shoulder to shoulder. Mommy used to say to us, you know, each of you is pretty good, but together you're better. So that became our slogan, shoulder to shoulder.
So those of us that were fortunate enough to know Evie have lots of good memories about her. But at the same time, anyone who has an interest or a passion in children or public education gets to experience Evie's legacy all the time. And she was one of the founding members of the Omaha Children's Museum. And she helped bring Head Start to Omaha, impacting hundreds and hundreds of children every day in the Omaha public schools. Not to mention all of the families who were impacted by Playtime Equipment, the books and puzzles and games and things that she sold right out of her house. I know that for me personally, I would not have run for the school board if Evie hadn't encouraged me to follow my passion for public education and to take it beyond just a conversation with friends, but to an advocacy level. So to that, I am indebted to her.
Marion Fay, remembering her friend, Evie Zeisman. You can learn more about how to record an interview with a friend or loved one at nationaldayoflistening.org. For KIOS-FM, I'm Mike Hansen.